Time to sing, everybody. Hang on, your time's coming. Every day you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. That's 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. And it's brought to you by...
Sweet James,
the people's accident attorney.
He's the guy to get your money.
I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Barry, you did not chime in there.
I was expecting
some harmony.
No harmony today.
Okay, it is Friday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And here are two stylish guys getting ready to show a little leg. Back to Barry Markson in for the vacation in Gatos and Chad.
And Chad, like the country, but not really.
Not really.
You know, when I was in Europe and I had a show overnight, we used to call Chad every night. We used to call several embassies and ask if I had any messages. Who is this? It's Chad. Do you have any messages? What are you talking about? I'm just asking.
That's awesome.
They did not.
I'm sure they had a great sense of humor at the embassy.
No, they did not, actually.
No, I'm sure
they were not.
They would not play.
They were not happy about Chad's fun time. Who are these idiots that are calling us every night?
Was it tough to be named Chad when the hanging Chads were going on in the 2001 election?
Yes. The jokes were just so plentiful. But, I always tell everybody, so did your mom name you after somebody? Like growing up, and Becky will recognize Chad Everett, who was a star back in the 60s and 70s, very handsome. And I said, no, my mother visited Chad the country and named me after that. Really? No, not really. Stupid people. The fourth wave. Could it be here? They're always going to tell you it's going to be here because that's what they do. They're paid to tell you things. We don't care about the fourth wave. We care about one wave. The wave that's on our face. The stupid mask. Jim Jordan and Dr. Fauci.
No, give us some objective standards versus when certain things get reached, we might be able to get back to having our liberty. When? What are the numbers?
Right now, we're at an unacceptably high level. On a daily basis, it's unacceptably high, regardless of who you are. What you're going to see as more and more people get vaccinated, you're going to see the level of infection come down and down. And gradually, there will be more flexibility for doing the things that you're talking
Where
about.
Where does it get to? When it comes down, what number do we get our liberties back? Tell me the number.
How about a date instead of a number, right? And Barry and I have been bantering this around a date. We're getting close to swimming in it.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to come sooner rather than later. So I'm thinking, I've always said, worst case scenario, July 4th. Make it, hey, America's freedom's back, you know.
Look at you,
right? Like, I like to brand. Let's go big. Let's brand it. Let's have some fun.
I like it. And that's safe, because by then, at least in Arizona, we're good.
Yeah, and the states will decide what to do. Each place now. Have you tried it yet? Have you, like, you know, it's like, have you tempted the, I'm not going to wear a mask in here? It doesn't say, it suggests that I can, but it doesn't say I have to. Have you tried that yet?
No, I did it by accident once. I walked into a store and I had my mask with me. It was in my pocket. I just forgot to put it on. And I got to the back of the store where I was going. I went, oh, I didn't have my mask. And I put it on. But no, I mean, look, I'm just trying to be polite. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm vaccinated. I'm not giving anybody COVID. And, but I, you know, I'm not trying to make people who are still trying to get their vaccines. I'm not trying to make them uncomfortable, but by July 1st, as you're saying now, July 4th, if you want it, you've got it. I mean, I had the Pfizer vaccine, and I'm there's so much vaccine out in Arizona right now, Chad. I may just jump in and get some Moderna for fun. Add a little on top of the
little
Pfizer.
On top.
Yeah.
I've got
bonus protection.
I've got the Dern. I call it the Dern, the Derna.
The Derna.
I got the Moderna. I like to go a little bit higher end. I'm a little bougie. I think we all recognize that.
That's the most expensive one.
Yeah, because my shorts say, man, you're bougie. Those are pretty
shorts with the 5-inch inseam.
The 5 inches, that's what the kids are going to be wearing nowadays. And I do hope it's kids, by the way, that's wearing that. Like 22-year-olds kind of fit. I don't think, if you guys haven't heard, the new stylish fashion is short shorts for men.
Exactly.
So we're going to give a hard pass on that. But the mask thing is very interesting, and I'm going to tell you, we were all kind of having a big chat around this. There are people out there that are scared to do certain things with the mask. But take away even that, the psychological aspect of some of those things, after we've kind of gone, if you were clear of it, To me, that's very interesting because I've said for a while there is going to be a large swath of this country who's going to feel very uncomfortable ever being in a crowd again.
Yeah.
Going to feel very uncomfortable being in crowded spaces, even if they're going to go into an elevator, and are going to be worried that it's coming back. So they're going to be hesitant to go back to work or even to spend money because they're afraid the job may disappear.
Yeah, there's a psychological component to this. There's no question. And I'm seeing it. I mean, anecdotally, I have a friend locally who was very careful for a year. And she had reasons to be. She had some family members who were very sick and she wanted to be able to see them. So she was super careful not to get COVID. But now that's no longer an issue. She's vaccinated. Still won't eat inside in a restaurant. Doesn't want it. She wants everything to be socially distant. She wants to keep those rules in place, even though she's vaccinated and the people she's with are vaccinated.
Yeah.
So she won't get past that. My sister, who lives in St. Louis, wants to come out this in a few weeks. Is planning to come out, and she started. And they're vaccinated, and she starts calling me. She's like, "Is everybody there socially distant?" I'm like, "No." So, I mean, sometimes they are, but no, we're not doing that here. Are they wearing masks? Sometimes, depends on where you are. We wanted to go to a pool somewhere outside, and she's like, "Are they going to be socially distant by the pool?" I'm like, "I have no idea, but you're going to sit on a plane for 4 hours. Yeah. You seem okay with that."
And by the way, but you're going to be in a pool in a very warm part of the country with tons of chlorine and chemicals.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. You should be totally fine.
But it's exactly. But my point is there are a lot of people who aren't able to get past this yet, even though the vaccine's there. And I'm being nice about it, but I have to say I'm getting a little tired of it. I'm going to lose patience with that relatively quickly. And I'm someone who I wear my mask everywhere. I'm polite to everybody. I'm not messing around with it. But once the vaccine comes and everybody has it who wants it, we got to move on. We can't do this forever.
No.
And there's no reason to. People get the flu. People get sick. That's the world we live in. That's going to be the case with COVID. I'll get a COVID vaccine every year if that's what I have to do. But we're not going to walk around with masks the rest of our lives. It's just not going to happen.
No. I don't think we can. And I think we've got to be smart about it for some people who are going to be worried. But you've got to jump at some point, right? That's just it. And even though you're seeing spikes in certain places, and the world's seeing spikes everywhere, you know, like India had 200,000 cases yesterday. India's got 1.33 billion people.
Yeah.
I have news for you. They didn't really get it hard. I've always been surprised. Gaitis and I've talked about this on numerous occasions. Africa has had a few issues, South Africa in particular. But a lot of Africa really hadn't been hit very hard comparatively. It wasn't always the big World Health Organization. It's going to get into one of these populous countries like India and really, really go.
Globally, the numbers are as high as they've ever been. The number of people with COVID right now globally is not down. It's up.
Yeah, it's
so
up.
It isn't going away. And that's why, you know, people say we have to vaccinate everybody in the United States first. And I agree with that. But getting the vaccine to other countries, that's going to be important, too, because people come from those countries here. And we don't want the variants. We have to get it out to everybody else, too.
Yeah.
But we're flooding the zone. There's so much, even with the Johnson & Johnson issue, there's so much vaccine available right now. Go get it. Just go get the vaccine. If you're waiting, find out why. Do a little research. Go get the vaccine. But the people, I mean, Chad, the folks who are politically, they're not getting it. When I read that 45% of Republicans aren't going to get the vaccine, someone has to explain
that. Because what was that stat? Like, as far as like the independents, some of the stuff was coming down. But the Republicans, it's the one stat as far as who's not going to get it stayed exactly the same.
Yep. Democrats and independents who were concerned or weren't going to do it, they've kind of changed their mind. And they're really overwhelmingly getting the vaccine. The people who had, they weren't saying they were never going to get it, but they had concerns. They were looking into it. Those numbers are shrinking and more people are getting the vaccine. But for people who say, "I'm not getting the vaccine," that number has stayed steady since November. It has not changed. And the vast majority of those people are Republicans. And it's strictly a political thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Trump should have been selling this vaccine. It's his vaccine.
Well,
he loves to say he went and got his Operation Warp Speed and he's the one who brought it. It would have been here 5 years from now, Chad, if it wasn't for me. He got the vaccine. Why isn't he telling everybody, "Go get the vaccine"? That's how we get out of this.
Even when he told them, at this point now, they're not listening to him.
No.
And that's the thing. Out of sight, out of mind.
But
the
other presidents did a PSA and they said, "Hey, we're all getting the vaccine." Trump didn't participate.
He wasn't invited. I don't think that anybody wanted to hang out with him.
He could do one by. Look, if he went to Biden and said, "Hey, pay for a PSA for me, I'll tell everybody to get the vaccine." You don't think Biden would do that?
Yeah.
I think he'd do it.
And then
in
the middle of it, he'd be like, "You should totally get the vaccine. It's great. And robbed.
It's a Trump
I was scene. Robbed. And you guys know it. It was rigged. And the whole thing was rigged."
He would do that.
And Georgia's awful. All right. Diamondbacks want they want to give you a little something, something, so you can give them a little something, something. We're going to touch on that. Plus, a shooting in Chicago sparks outrage, and it should spark outrage in a different way. We're going to discuss that as well. He's Barry Marks, and he's in for Gatos, who's enjoying himself. Oh, man, what a beautiful Friday. It's the Gatos Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is right, Barry Marks and Ed for Mr. Gatos.
Hey now.
Hey now. Are you guys ready to do something here?
Everybody clap your hands.
Oh.
Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go? Can you go down low?
Oh, yeah.
All the way to the floor?
Uh-huh.
How low can you go?
I love that. That's still
can
a song. I don't care how old you are or young you are. People start grooving that song, right?
Can you bring it to the top?
DJ Casper.
Right foot now.
Dude. Love it. We played that because you hear that at a baseball game. Well, Diamondbacks are showing you guys some love. Based on what's going on right now, I think maybe they should move. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Well, you know what? Wait till you hear what you got to say, and then we'll go from there. So what do they want to do?
Well, they want to they want some money to fix up the stadium, which they wanted Maricopa County to give them the stadium. They did. The county said, okay, it's your stadium. And now they went to the legislature, and the Senate's already passed this. They're going to let the Diamondbacks charge their fans ticket prices, beer, hot dogs, everything, anything you do in the stadium, an additional 9% tax on top of the city's 8.6% tax.
Or fee.
Nudge. And so now you're going to pay 17.6%, we'll call it a tax for now, on everything you do there. So you spend $10 on a hot dog, it's going to be $11.70. They get to keep all that money for use in fixing up a stadium or doing whatever they need to do. And the legislature is going to let them do it. This right after, and I love the Diamondbacks. I'm a season ticket holder. This right after the legislature and the governor just gave the D-backs and the Cardinals and all the sports teams a sports betting operation. They handed them a sports betting license, which is going to make them each millions and millions of dollars every single year.
Yeah.
So they've got that money. And now they're coming for more from us. It's a little disgusting. A little bit.
Especially like when you put out, and we were comparing notes of like, you know, spending money, like, because my family has season tickets to the Dodgers, and you know, it's at the point now where, let's just say, the commitment to the season tickets to the Dodgers, so my mom's work, so my mother owns a part of a company that she has been with since she was a little girl. She was like 13 years old working there, and she's 70. And she's worked there her entire life. And she's put herself through college, went to pastoral school, was always going to do something else, but always stayed there. And so, but they spend, I don't know, they have four season tickets, Dodger Stadium, third row, behind home plate.
Nice.
The lowest level, right there. I mean, you hear everything.
She's basically catching games.
Yeah, it is that amazing. You sit around nothing but movie stars and television stars because it's L.A. But when they got those tickets all those years ago, the Dodgers, the original guy who owned the company and still is just beloved, it's a picture of him and Walter O'Malley and everybody standing there in Dodger Stadium. You spend a lot of money. And for tickets. And I don't think people realize, you know, it's all about like now it's about the licensing agreement, right? Like for sports franchise, it's about the licensing. You spend a ton of money. Do you think people are going to want to spend a ton of money for, if they're a great product?
Yeah.
It's tough. Like we always say, hey, if you're winning, right, we're all in. Right? Yeah. Winning changes everything.
You'll sell those tickets if you're there. Look, here's the deal. D-backs always do a nice job with the fan experience. They put out some good experience there. They have good service. Got a little messed up this year on opening day. I was there last Friday. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. And I think I know what happened. But overall, they do well. This is, and I don't blame them. They're running a big business. They're making a bunch of money. They're losing money sometimes too. Last year was very tough for all sports teams. But it just seems a little odd to say, hey, we're going to tax everybody to fix up the stadium. They wanted the stadium. They wanted control of it. They're going to make money in other ways. But
because they wanted to move somewhere else, right?
They were talking about moving. They got the right to opt out early out of the deal, but you haven't heard much about that lately.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think COVID probably threw a lot of water on a lot of teams that people are thinking. Because it's hard, and I feel like it's really hard at this moment to look and to say, hey, guys, I know it sucks for the last year, and we're going to ask you guys for a little bit more money. Like, I feel like that's a tough thing at this moment. And, you know, you weren't there last year as far as fans. You didn't really have a great year. This year doesn't seem to be really good, let's be completely honest.
They're going to struggle.
They're going to struggle. It's the bus of struggle is very real, and they're right on it. They're the only ones on it at this point. And then you look across town, and you've got the, you know, the Suns are just on in fuego, if you will. And, you know, you've got some hype around the Cardinals. It's tough to be asking for money.
It just always seems like an odd thing where the government is approving a fee or tax or whatever we're going to call it, and all the revenue doesn't go to the state, doesn't go to the city, it goes to a private enterprise. That always seems a little odd to me. You want to own it? You own it. Don't come back to the people to pay for it, but that's what they're doing. I mean, look, they could have just raised prices a little bit, right? They could have jacked up the price of a ticket a dollar each. They could have increased the price of the hot dog 50 cents, and they would have done the same thing. I don't know why they're doing it this way instead, but I guess they're going to feel kind of like the airlines. The fees, people say, hot dog costs $7. That's expensive enough. The rest of it's just tax.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're going to do.
It's that fee. It's like, yeah, when you go in and you go buy a battery. You ever go buy a battery for your car and then you're like, what is this $11 fee for this? Or look at your cell phone bill. Yeah. Man, I would just love to let, just for a month or two, just let me put a Chad fee on one of those bills.
Oh,
it'll be like 83 cents, some weird arbitrary number.
Chad fee.
And you know that our cell phone bills here in Arizona have like a jail fee on there?
Yeah.
Like a dollar jail fee?
Yeah. You're just all the weird, like, it's so funny the way that they can just attach stuff, but it's death by a thousand cuts because you don't really feel it.
Oh, it's like flying on a plane now. The fees and the tax, it's incredible. Used to be you paid the fee, right? You paid the airfare. It was $20, and you were done. Now it's $20 plus three, plus four, plus 150, plus it's 100 different
concert tickets. 100 years ago, when I used to go to a concert, I just bought the ticket, right? A Ticketmaster had the hard.
Or the scalper. Or Timon.
There's like
from Fast Times.
There's a fee to sign up. There's a fee to ship them. There's a fee, a tax fee, service
Pablo,
fee.
You should get tickets. You should try these. This guy out, Bad Bunny. I think you'd like him.
Yeah, I think
I'll try it out.
But you know what? The fee, it's always amazing, too. You think for yourself, right, okay, I'm going to pay you one fee. No, they're going to charge you a fee for every ticket. I'm only doing one purchase.
Yeah.
Right? That's the crazy stuff.
Yeah, they're going to get you on everything. But it passed out of the Senate. We'll see if it makes that legislature. My guess is it will. These sports guys kind of get what they want.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be good to the sports owners. And but the part that makes it a little offensive to me is the state just handed them this license to do sports betting. It is literally going to earn them millions.
They're going to print
millions.
Money, and they're like, hey, would you like a little, you like to supersize your printing of money?
Millions of dollars every year forever, and they still want more. That's, come on.
Yeah, come on. All right. It's Friday. We like having fun. Normally, Gatus and I do our little thing here, right? We sit here and we talk about, you know, our personal lives. But he's not here, and Barry and I are having a lot of fun. So you know what we're going to do? Talk a little UFOs. You know, my love of the UFOs and what the Pentagon has finally said. Some other stuff. It's all starting to sneak out, kids.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Been a fun few days. Barry filling in for Mr. Gatos. Barry, you're new to hanging out with the Chad here, as I like to call myself, like the country, but...
Oh, boy.
I do enjoy a little of the visitors. That's what I call them, the visitors.
You're almost up all night anyway. You're just getting ready for that show?
Yeah. The visitors. So, the Pentagon. Trump has such a Trump thing. He made them put in the bill, the Pentagon's got to release some stuff. Former NIH director John Ratcliffe talking about some of the things that is out there.
There's now a report that will be issued by the Pentagon, by the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence. But frankly, there are a lot more sightings than have been made public. Some of those have been declassified. When we talk about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery that, frankly, engage in actions that are difficult to explain.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, the new one is, if you guys have not seen it, is the triangles. that the Navy picked up in 2019. It goes with the Tic Tac. The Tic Tac TikTok thing was the one that came out earlier this year that they released, where 80,000 feet in the air, hovering, doing absolutely nothing, and then dropping down to a foot from the ocean.
Yeah.
Is insane. The new stuff is incredible. But one of the things he talks about is his friend, who's very credible, said, "My plane stopped in midair while these things surrounded me. And
really?
It didn't move."
Whoa.
They're out there, kids. I think that might not be the best thing. You guys have a good weekend. Thanks, Barry. We'll do it again.